Bear Country 95.3, 749 and 44 degrees. Mick here with our Montague Webworks website of the week. Hi, Mick.
What up?
Actually, you know, I've been saying mostly cloudy and rainy all morning, and I see a little sunshine up there.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I don't mind. I was looking forward to, I was like, all right, I'm hunkering down. We're going to have a week of rain, you know, after like no rain for so long.
Sure.
The Connecticut River was almost totally dry last weekend. I was like, oh, it's scary. So I don't mind some rain.
No.
Rain is good.
No.
Rain is good for the
like the country song says, rain can be a good thing.
Rain can be a good thing. It's good for the vegetables. That was a great segue, by the way, there.
Why is that? You want to talk about veggies?
I want to talk about veggies.
All right, go ahead.
We're talking about farmers markets.
Okay.
We're heading into that season. May is traditionally when farmers markets in the area open up.
Mm-hmm.
And I love a farmer's market, and they're all over the place. The place is lousy with them because we have a lot of good farmland up here in the Delta that we live in. There's a local organization called CISA, C-I-S-A, Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture.
Right.
They're the people that do the Buy Local Food, Local Hero campaign.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of them, sure.
So their website is buylocalfood.org. Great website. I mean, they've got a lot of stuff if you want to get involved, if you're interested in the whole thing, finding places that sell local food, because their whole thing is hooking the farmer up with the store.
They're that conduit.
Conduit's a good word. They're the conduit. So they have on their website, it's a nice looking website too. You mouse over and this thing drops down and flies around. Buying local, so you can find local places, recipes, how to preserve food and gardening resources, growing local, getting involved and supporting them. They've got a newsletter you can sign up for and all that. But on the left side, there's a link. I don't want to give the URL because it's long. The website address is long. So it's easier just to go to buylocalfood.org.
Yeah.
And then on the left side, you click on find it locally. And that give you this really long list of all kinds of stuff that's around you, and they have some coding on the page, so they figure out where you are. So it's boom, local where you are.
Wow.
Especially
instantaneous.
Especially if you're on a mobile phone, when you click on that, it changes over to a mobile app and they say, we want your location. And
so
you say,
they
know exactly where you're standing, and they give you mileage distances from where you're standing on all this stuff.
Wow.
The navigation has farmers markets and farm stands and all kinds of stuff like that. And there's all the information about it.
Yes.
And the schedule, and even like they know when ones are opening up. So this morning I did it on the way here. I went to farmers markets and there are a couple opening up in Northampton. And it says opening this week.
Oh, good. You
know? So they have a little thing that
pops up. Yeah, because different communities have different farmers markets on different days
and
different times.
That's right.
You know, some are one really universal time.
Right. Some are really big. Some are small and all that. And I like the one in Turner's. I won't mention, but they.
I know you're partial to the one in Turner's.
Because
yes.
I am from Montague. It is Montague Webworks. But buylocalfood.org. It's the time of the season.
There you go.
Get yourself ready.
Yeah, a lot of local produce is coming in. Asparagus is here.
Asparagus. Oh, I love asparagus.
Yeah. We should find a local website about asparagus and talk about that.
Okay.
All right.
We'll do that one.
A little homework for the next couple of weeks.
I like that kind of homework.
Excellent. Mick is from Montague Webworks, and Montague Webworks is also a part of our 30% store. 30% store is online at the Bear Country website at bear953.com. And at our website, at our 30% store, you can buy gift certificates. They're in $100 denominations, and you can buy them for $70 for all sorts of services at Montague Webworks. Now, traditionally, people approach you when it comes to their website, and you work on websites.
That's right. I set it up for them if they don't have one. Like, I got a customer yesterday, and their site's going to be done by the end of this week.
Do they use Rocket Fusion?
They use Rocket Fusion. We got to get stereo on that one.
Yeah, get the proper sound effect.
That's right.
Although you didn't do that bad of a job.
Yeah, well, I've been practicing.
Good.
Rocket Fusion is it's a content management system, which means you as an administrator can go to the website, you log in, and you can go anywhere on the website and click a little pencil to edit the page. Very user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can manage the content on your website without having to have software on your computer or whatever. It means that you can be, like, you can go to a library and edit it from there, or if you're at a convention or whatever. So it's convenient, and it's the way things are done nowadays.
All right, so if you own a business, remember to get in touch with Mick at Montague Webworks and check out those gift certificates at a 30% discount at our 30% store. The link is online at bear953.com.
Get her done.